Welcome to the New Marketing Show Bonus Edition, brought to you by Trinity Web Media, trinitywebmedia.com. Hey everyone, thanks for listening to another bonus episode of the New Marketing Show. So we're going to start doing things a little bit differently. So our content schedule is going to now be on Tuesdays. We're going to bring to you original interviews and conversations between Kevin, myself, and guests. On Wednesday, you're going to have bonus episodes that are created from Instagram TV, YouTube, and all that good stuff. And then Thursday, we're going to start digging into the archives and do a Throwback Thursday episode from some of the content that I've created over the years. Then again, on Saturday, you'll get another great bonus episode from whatever we have going on. So this first bonus episode is when I was with Marketing Press, and I believe it's a couple years old. I believe it's from 2015. I speak with Scott Yocca, who's a Ver, now with GitHub and Facebook. And what we talk about is Google Analytics, what's really important as a site owner, and what metrics move the needle. You know, a lot of this stuff, if you listen to some of the content Kevin and I have created, is going to sound very, very similar. It's because everything that I know about Google Analytics and everything that I know about important site metrics, I learned from Scott. Scott's one of the foremost experts when it comes to Google Analytics and paid search and all that good stuff. So there's a lot of good value here. So here's my conversation with my buddy, Scott Yocca.
Today we're going to talk Google Analytics and what analytics are important for you as a site owner. Here's Scott Yocca from Ver.
Scott Yocca from Ver.
And Scott's one of the foremost experts in Google Analytics and double-click search. And we're here in San Francisco in his office at a Mighty Hive in SoMa. And I thought it would be, since I had access to Scott here, it'd be a good opportunity for him to talk a little bit about what analytics are important for most site owners and how to measure things. So,
okay. So understanding analytics is all about understanding what your business goals are and then translating those into something that you can measure. So you need to figure out what's most important to you. Like if you own a site and you're trying to get someone to fill a lead form out, being able to measure the number of leads, and then not just counting those leads, but if you spend any money on advertising or you spend money driving traffic to it, there's like a cost per lead, and you also want to capture that at the same time.
So, for somebody who's just launching a new site, what's more important? People always get hung up in the semantics and this or that. Everybody always wants to have the most traffic ever. But new visitors, of course, is important.
Yep.
Then page views.
Yeah, I look at things like, in terms of engagement on your site, you can look at things like pages per session. So when someone visits your site, do they just, you know, read one page and go somewhere else on the internet, or do they kind of stick around and read what you have? It's kind of, it indicates how compelling your content is, I think.
How do you feel about bounce rate? Because a lot of marketers are like, my bounce rate is too high. And I always thought, like, it's kind of one of those stats that kind of like a vanity metric almost, because who's to say that I'm not doing everything else right, and they're coming and consuming the content that they need,
and then being done. Yeah, it is sort of a vanity metric. You have to think about what bounce rate means, and obviously if you're a one-page site, you expect your bounce rate to be really high.
Sure.
And then it really depends on where people are landing on your site naturally. They might not
what's
be landing.
What's the entrance path?
Yeah, what's the entrance path? And if that makes sense. Ultimately, your business goals, like if you're trying to get to a certain amount of traffic or an engagement goal, like time on site or something like that's more important than a bounce rate.
Yeah, I agree. So for the new site owner, three key things that they'd have to look at, you think, to measure growth in like for a healthy launch or healthy site, healthy web presence?
Sure. So I look at traffic overall, how your traffic trends throughout, day to day. You're probably going to have some kind of like weekly cycle to that where it's bigger on the weekends or when you publish content or something like that, you'll want to keep in mind. But kind of week to week, month to month, visitor growth, percent of those visitors being new visitors. So are you just showing the same new content to people who already know about you,
right?
Or are you growing an audience? And then the last thing, I would probably look at engagement of some kind. If you've got a lot of content on your site, and I'd probably look at pages per session, and are they really kind of going a lot of places on your site looking for information? Are they reading a lot, or are they just kind of finding the one thing they're looking for and leaving?
Perfect. And of course, the biggest thing is, when you launch a site, make sure you have analytics.
That's true. Analytics installed. Also, set up goals. Don't just install an analytics.
It's kind of a moot point. All this conversation is a moot point if you don't have analytics set up. So set it up.
Set it up.
All right, everyone. Thanks for watching. Scott, thanks for doing this. You can contact Scott at ver.com, V-U-U-R-R.com, or at Scott M. Yacko on Twitter.
Yep.
So there you have it, right from Scott Yacko. And of course, you can contact Scott on Twitter at Scott M. Yacko. Thanks so much for everybody listening to this Throwback Thursday edition of The New Marketing Show. We're going to bring these to you every Thursday. So let us know what you think. Take this time to rate, review, subscribe, and do all that stuff. And you can get The New Marketing Show on iTunes or wherever else you get any of your podcasts.